Fondazione Radio Magica presents The Colored Pix, cylinder-shaped glass box with lid and polychrome, gold, blue and green ribbons. 1st century AD. National Archaeological Museum of Aquileia. Text by Elena Commessati, read by Kiriaki Stergiou.
Did you know that the master glassmakers of Murano have illustrious ancestors? They are the master glassmakers who lived about 2,000 years ago in Aquileia, a Roman colony which at the time was famous and very populated. It seems that a few years before Christ was born, about 200,000 people lived there. These master glassmakers were very good at creating glass objects, glasses, vases, containers for creams, jars, amphorae, and small bottles that were also used to hold the ashes of the dead. To create these objects, they used a mixture, which was heated on fire until it became soft. Then they took a little bit of it, placed it on a cannula, and blew it, and when the mixture cooled, turned into glass. Real magic. These glassmakers colored the glass paste with special natural extracts. They took minerals such as silica and elements that were found in nature. Glass, which is all blue or all yellow, and then transparent, with solid or combined colors. In a nutshell, rainbow colors. Aquileia's master glassmakers were famous artists who made glass as transparent as winter skies, crystal clear and very light. Inside the showcases of the Archaeological Museum, among Roman glassware are pyxes that are containers for medicines and cosmetics. One of these, in particular, is exceptional. It is a container with a lid made of matte and colored glass, purple-red, blue and green, with ribbons of gold glass. Experts say that this pyx has four sisters, two at the British Museum in London, one at the State Museum in Berlin, and one in Naples, from Pompeii. And the experts also add that all of them were made by the master glassmakers of Aquileia, because only they knew how to make them. And if you want to know more, it is said that the latter were inspired by glass jars from Egypt and Syria, which reached Aquileia along the land trading routes and by sea. Objects move around the globe and contain stories, which is why we tell you about them. These master glassmakers of Aquileia, at the time of the barbarian invasions, that is a few centuries after the story we're telling you, fled to the nearby island of Grado, and then, from there, reached the Venetian lagoon, transferring their knowledge to those craftsmen who still blow glass today. So if one day you find yourself in front of one of them, ask him, "Excuse me, are you a relative of the master glassmakers of Aquileia?"